Welcome back to this episode of The Beaver Dam. I'm your host, Trent Nash, joined along with Patrick Spillman. Pat, how was your Easter break?
Trent, it was fantastic. Got Friday off, got today off, back on campus, ready for this four-day week, and then another four-day week with finals, and then it's summertime, baby. Trent, what are your plans for the summer?
Right now, I don't have a job lined up, but I was going to do an internship, but we have a lot going on with soccer, and I wanted to make sure I was there for that, so planning on doing an internship between junior and senior year, but I am either going to work at the factory I worked at last summer. That's not really what I want to do. That's like my fallback option. But if nothing pans out, then that's what I'm going to do. But I would like to work landscape or do something outside because it's summer and I like the sun and I like being outside. So that's what I'm hoping to get into. And I'm also helping at least one person right now. Maybe more. I don't know. But I'm going to help them with their foot skills and just some soccer things. She's younger, fifth or sixth grade, so she's a little younger. Family friend, my dad knows. Her dad used to play softball with her dad, so he asked if I could help her. So I'm just working, playing soccer, helping other people with soccer, and I'm just going to relax, enjoy my time off of school, and be with friends and family mostly.
Sounds like a good summer to me. Working hard for next year's soccer season, as I will be doing as well.
And you have an internship?
I do. I'm going to be working down at USA Football in downtown Indianapolis. So I will be working with different schools all around the country, working on getting them different types of grants to be able to buy new football equipment, as well as they have a partnership with the NFL to teach safety to kids on how to tackle properly and everything else. So I'm excited for my sports management degree and 40 hours a week. So being able to find time to be able to work out and as well as enjoying the pool in my backyard is definitely going to be hard to do, but I'm excited. It's going to get me ready for the real world, I guess. And before you know it, we're going to be back here in the fall and it's going to be soccer season and everything's going to start all brand new.
We'll be juniors. It's crazy to think that we have already completed as much college for our bachelor's degree as we have left. I feel like I just finished high school not too long ago, like maybe half a year, but time flies.
It definitely does fly. I feel like I just graduated high school and yeah. I'm already almost done with my sophomore year. It's pretty crazy, but we've been having fun. I guess they always say time flies when you're having fun. I guess Trent, you and I have been having some fun.
So we're going to jump right in. A little bit of a shorter show this week. There's only been a little bit happening. We have baseball, softball, and track and field to talk about. There was no golf this past weekend. I know we said there was last Monday, but it's not. We checked both of their schedules, and we went and we looked to see if there was any news about it, and there was none on either. So we don't know what happened with that, but we will be talking about everything else. So, started off with baseball. The Bluffton University baseball team traveled to Anderson, Indiana
for my hometown
midweek doubleheader on Tuesday, April 16th. Bluffton dropped a pair, falling to 15-15 overall and 5-5 in the Heartland Conference, while Anderson improved to 15-10 overall and 6-4 in the HCAC.
With the Beavers in a big 7-0 hole leading into the fifth, they were looking to cut into the Raven lead. A Jackson Rogan double allowed Bluffton to finally get one on the board. Jacob Latowski followed suit with a double of his own, scoring Rogan and making the score 7-2 in the middle of the fifth.
Another Rogan RBI double in the top half of the seventh inning made it 7-3 in the top of the eighth, and Adam Duncan single to right field pushed Zane Martin across the plate, making the score 7-4 in favor of the Ravens. Anderson would score four more insurance runs in the bottom half of the eighth to stretch the lead to 11-4. Bluffton got one back in the ninth, but the rally fell short with the Beavers on the wrong end of an 11-5 final.
Martin, Duncan, and Rogan all chipped in two hits apiece for the Beavers, while Rogan knocked in two runs. Junior Cam Clark took the loss, falling to 2-3 on the year. He went 5 innings, giving up 7 runs on 8 hits with 2 strikeouts.
After 3 innings, Bluffton trailed 3-0 in the second game. But in the top half of the 5th, they got one of those runs back when Alex Lemanski laced an RBI single to the middle center field. The Beavers gave up 2 in the bottom half of the inning, making it a 5-1 hole.
Bluffton made it 6-3 in the 6th when a Lenny Winiarski double played to 2 Beavers. That marked the end of Bluffton scoring, however, as Anderson sealed the sweep with a 10-3 victory.
Litovsky was the only Beaver with 2 hits, as he went 2-4 in the loss. Senior Brantley Kernett got the start for Bluffton, and he gave up 5 runs on 7 hits while striking out 6. His record slipped to 0-2 on the year.
Bluffton University will then be in action on Wednesday, which we're going to talk about. But what I've learned is that this Bluffton University baseball team just likes to stay even. They're 5-5 in the conference. They kept going. They were 12-12, then 13-13, then they were 15-13, and then they lost 2. Now they're back to 15-15 and 5-5. I just think that they like to be even, and they just like to stay even. Not, you know, can't have a winning record, can't have a losing record. They just like to be perfect.
Right there in the middle of 500.
Yeah.
I mean, it worked out last year good for them. I mean, they made it into the conference tournament. But Wednesday, less than a week after the Bluffton University baseball team gift-wrapped Ohio Northern a 10-7 victory thanks to 5 errors and 8 unearned runs, the Polar Bears returned the favor with 2 innings of miscues on Wednesday, April 17th. Bluffton improved to 16-5 with the 7-4 victory, while ONU slipped to 15-4 on the season.
Trailing 4-1 going to the top of the 8th, Bluffton made headway when ONU starter Blake Lester went to the bench. The Polar Bear hurler, brother of Bluffton volleyball middle hitter Carly Lester, was dominant during his 7 innings of work, fanning 7 and allowing just 1 run on 6 hits.
Senior Colin Gregory ignited the rally when he reached base on ONU's second error of the inning. His grounder plated Jackson Rogan and Jeff Strayer. One out later in Zane Martin, sacrifice fly made it 4-4. The visitors went ahead 5-4 when Adam Duncan doubled home Lenny Winiarski.
Rogan opened the ninth with a double to left center before the wheels completely fell off for the Polar Bears. 4 straight walks and a couple wild pitches pushed the lead to 7-4 going to the bottom of the frame. Senior Dante DeAndre returned to the bump for his second inning of work, and ONU was no match for him as he faced just 7 batters for his 2-inning save.
Strayer went 2-5 with 2 runs scored. Gregory drove in 2 runs. And Jacob Litovsky crossed the dish twice.
Jordan Stutzman gave the Beavers a beautiful start, allowing 4 runs, just 1 earned, on 7 hits and 4 innings of work. Zach Nobis, Garrett O'Reilly, and Carson Kernett each tossed a shutout inning. Kernett moved to 3-2 thanks to Bluffton's 4-run 8th inning. DeAndre was superb in locking up his 4th save of the season. The Beavers were supposed to be back in action on Saturday versus Hanover, but unfortunately, they were not able to play due to weather. Then they were supposed to play today versus Kenyon. That got postponed to a later date, as they are now playing Hanover today. The Beavers did lose 5-2 in the first game, which we will talk more about. James and Floyd will either talk more about it on Friday, or Trent and I will talk more about it
on Monday.
But the Beavers do have a 5-2 lead right now with the bases loaded, 2 outs against Hanover. So hopefully they can...
The bottom of the 5th, if you are wondering. They're out there right now. So they got about 4 more innings of play left. If you're hearing this and you're around town, try and make it out there and support your Beavers.
Hopefully the Beavers can add some more runs and put this away and come out with
come out 17-16 on the record. And then they will also be dead even in the conference at 6-6, I believe. But from the looks of these live stats here, first 2 innings was dead tied, 0-0. No one could score. Third inning, Hanover and Bluffton both scored twice. The fourth inning, Bluffton held on and didn't allow Hanover to score. And the Beavers went on to score two that inning and one already in the fifth inning. As we said, they are bases loaded, two outs.
In the bottom of the fifth inning.
Bottom of the fifth. Still bases loaded, two outs. So we wish them luck with the rest of this game and hope that it is going really well for them. We're going to take a short, quick break, then be back to talk about softball and
track and field,
and then give you when golf will be playing up next because they're heading into their HCAC championship run. All right, take a short break. Thank you for listening to the Beaver Dam on 96.1 The Wit.
You're listening to the Beaver Dam on 96.1 The Wit.
Welcome back to the Beaver Dam. I'm Trent Mass, joined along with Patrick Spillman. We're going to jump right in and talk about Beaver softball. Bluffton University softball team led in both games, but the host Ravens found their bats late to complete the sweep of the Beavers on Tuesday, April 16th. Bluffton fell to 6-24 overall and 1-7 in the Heartland Conference, while Anderson improved to 13-9 and 5-5 in the HCAC.
Bluffton sped out to a 4-0 lead in the third inning of the game when Casey Clark and Caitlin Morset sandwiched RBI doubles around a Courtney Jasinski run-scoring single to left. The Beavers' offense was unable to maintain its production following the third inning surge, and Anderson chipped away at the lead.
The Ravens scored single runs in the third and fourth between two tallies in the sixth to make it 4-4 going into the final inning. Anderson pieced together three singles in the bottom of the seventh to walk off with a 5-4 victory in the lid lifter.
Katie McCord went the distance, falling to 2-8 on the season after allowing five runs on 12 hits and 6.2 innings of work. Riley Langstaff, Kelsey Reeder, and Mordstadt, who drove in a pair of runs, all finished with two hits in game one.
Mordstadt cranked two homers in the first three innings, and Sydney Bowen also went yard in the first as Bluffton jumped out to a 5-2 lead in the second game. Anderson responded with five scores in the bottom of the third, going up 7-5 before the dust settled.
Reeder double home Clark in the fourth, but the Ravens tacked on two late insurance runs to complete the sweep with a 9-6 victory.
Freshman Molly Ballinger took the loss, allowing seven runs, four earned on nine hits in three innings for the Beavers. She struck out two and walked one. Alexis Monte Morano gave up just two runs in three innings of relief.
Morsot drove in four runs with her two dingers. Reeder joined her with two singles in game two.
So there, right there, game one, really close there, really came down to that last inning in game two. Beavers jumped right out, but they just couldn't finish that game after that fourth inning. Their bats kind of went away there. You had Morsot with two homers and couple others.
Sydney Bowen had a home run as well. So it wasn't like the bats were lacking. It just seems like there are two good games where unfortunately the Beavers were not able to come out on top. Hopefully the Beavers can use this as a learning experience. And
they came out strong.
Yeah, that's for sure. So the Beavers also were supposed to play on Friday at Rose Holman. That game got canceled due to weather, got rescheduled for Monday today. And your Beavers drove all the way down to Terre Haute, which is the longest drive in the conference. And they whooped Rose Holman's butt 23-0 in the first game. Yeah, the game only went to five innings because they won so bad.
Yeah, right now, top of the sixth. Just clicked on the live stat. That game is still going on. 7-4. Rose Holman is winning. Looks here, Bluffton, their bats started out pretty good again, scoring one in the first and two in the second. Rose Holman sticking right with them there. And then in the fourth inning, Rose Holman just, their bats rolled and Beavers didn't, scored four to make it 7-3. And in that fifth inning, Beavers picked up one more run. So it is the top of the sixth. two outs.
Unfortunately.
Rose Holman is winning 7-4, so that game might go to Rose Holman. But that first game, the Beavers were definitely
on fire with their bats. So hopefully they can find some of that offense here in the end. They only have one more time at the bat, as it looks like it is now moved to the bottom of the sixth inning. Yeah. So the Beavers will have one time up to bat at the top of the seventh. Hopefully they can bat in some runs. Definitely going to be needed. But we wish the Beavers their best of luck in the rest of their game today. Trent, we ready for some track and field?
Yes, we are. Track and field. The Bluffton University track and field teams split up to find success as the distance runners made the short trip to Ada for the A.J. Cody Invitational at Ohio Northern University, while the rest of the group headed for the Ashland Alumni Open to take on a largely Division II field.
A pair of school records were on the menu for the Beavers at ONU, starting off with junior Alexis Cash, bringing home a victory at 3,000 meters in a school record time of 11 minutes, 1 second, breaking the record of 11 minutes, 3 seconds set in 2008 by Sarah Humphrey. Sophomore Bailey Barrington sat behind Cass most of the way before locking down a second-place finish in 11:08. Jenny Madison had a late chance to kick into a third-place finish in 11:10.
Later in the day, junior Dakota Frost added his name into the record book as well, taking home his own 3,000-meter record with a time of 9 minutes, 20.6 seconds, shattering the record originally set by Ryan Shadewald in 2012 when he ran a time of 9 minutes, 36.59 seconds.
Meanwhile, in Ashland, the sprinters, jumpers, and throwers were taking on the conditions in a group of NCAA Division II competitors.
The highest finisher for the Beavers came from senior Keon Camden, whose clearance of 5 feet, 8.75 inches was good for third place in the high jump competition.
A pair of freshmen saw personal best in the sprints in Ashland. Christian Parker started the day with a time of 11.66 seconds in the 100, while Dalton Tanner sprint his way to a time of 23.33 seconds in the 200 for best of his own to gain momentum for next weekend's HCAC championship. And I lied. Christian Parker is not a freshman.
Not a freshman. He is a sophomore.
He is a sophomore. It's a pair of soccer players. They originally are here for soccer, still on the soccer team. So a pair of soccer players, one sophomore, one freshman.
Tanner led the way in the javelin with a personal best of 42.1 meters, about 138 feet, 1 inches. Which was over 5 meters better than his previous best, putting him just shy of the automatic HCAC qualifier, while freshman Brandon James added a personal best of 33.75 meters, 110 feet.
Junior John Jones also added a new lifetime best in the discus with a toss of 38.39 meters. That's around 125 feet and 11 inches.
Senior Malin DeLong led the way for the women with a personal best toss of 38.79 meters, 127 feet, 3 inches in the hammer throw, putting her inside the top 10 on the HCAC performance list.
The Beavers now look ahead to next weekend's HCAC Outdoor Championship at Mount St. Joseph. The meet starts on Friday, April 26th at 3 p.m. and will continue Saturday, April 27th at 11 a.m.
So congratulations to those Beavers who got into the record books. Alexis Cash and Dakota Frost. Congratulations to them and the others who made personal bests over the weekend. Dalton with two personal bests. Christian Parker
with one. John Jones.
As well.
Malin DeLong.
Brandon James as well. So congratulations to this track and field team. Look forward to seeing how you all do in the HCAC championship.
Yeah, this is what they've been preparing for, going and playing, running and throwing and jumping and everything else you do in track against Division II teams. So hopefully they can be able to bring out some victories in the conference, as well as, you know, hopefully that they have a chance to be a chance to
be
compete.
Contenders and
yeah.
Hopefully bring home that HCAC championship.
That would be pretty cool.
So congratulations and good luck to the track team. The men's golf, the women's golf finished up not this weekend, but last weekend. HCAC championships will be at Big Blue University Club.
Which I believe is at near Franklin. It's in Indianapolis. I believe that's Franklin's golf course.
The Saturday and Sunday.
The 27th, the 28th, as well as then the second round will be at the HCAC Championship at Anderson Country Club. I played that course. That course is not easy. That course is definitely, especially if it's raining, that course plays incredibly fast. But it should be pretty exciting for the Beavers as they have a chance to go out and compete against the rest of the conference, see where they stack up compared to the rest of the conference, and hopefully have a chance to finish top of the conference and have some competitors be up there near the top of the leaderboard.
Yeah, they've been working hard, these sophomores, over the past 2 years. Last year was the first year back into having a men and women's golf team, but these sophomores have been really working hard, as well as these new freshmen this year, just getting more time and play in at the college level. They've been doing better and better each and every week. So we wish them luck this weekend in the first round, and then that next weekend in their second round. So good luck to you men golfers.
I think that's all we really have for the Beaver Dam. Also, you know, the seasons are wrapping up. Trent and I are almost done doing Beaver Dams until next year. We got all the sports being basically done. I mean, we have baseball and softball that'll play into the summer. So, unfortunately, you'll have to go on to BlufftonBeavers.com since Trent and I will be at home and not doing our weekly radio show, giving you guys all updates about that. But we wish them the best of luck. You got track and field finishing up, unless, you know, I know Tori Bowen as of right now was still in the top 25, so she will maybe have a chance to compete in the Division III Outdoor Championship. We'll have to keep our eyes on that after this weekend to see if maybe she has done that, as well as golf will be done this week. So then really all that's left will be baseball and softball, and those seasons will be wrapping up soon as well. So everything's kind of ending. Everything's starting to end and coming really fast. So,
But then we will be back.
In the fall.
Yes, we'll
and that means Trent and I's soccer season will start, but we'll still be here every Monday.
Around 6. Some days we have practice that goes a little late. But
I actually have night class on Mondays, Trent. We might have to
pre-record, but that's okay.
Pre-record or maybe change the date to maybe Tuesdays or something like that.
We will still give you guys
the content
information, and that wraps up this episode of the Beaver Dam. We thank you for listening and encourage you to come back and listen to us on Friday or Monday, depending on if James and Floyd are able to do it. Check out previous podcasts, search and subscribe on iTunes or Google Play, the WIT 961 podcast at Bluffton University. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Beaver Dam 961. For more stories and information, check out our website, blufftonwit.com, and subscribe. This has been Trent Mast, joined along with Patrick Spillman, and we thank you for listening to 96.1 The Wit.
Roll Beavers.